Hey, I can't. Nobody, no Prince Charming is just gonna come and like knock on your door, Jazz. You actually have to put yourself out there.
This is why I should have knew that this person was good for nothing. Because they came and knocked on the damn door! Literally came and knocked on the door to put the cable in.
Yeah, they did.
And I hear y'all already. Well, Jazz, why didn't you just do that? Shut up. I'm telling the story, not you. So,
are you trying to figure out who it is?
I'm trying to think of any Disney movie where the prince had to actually. Because I think, this has portrayed the female as, I need to find me a man so bad.
Not Moana. Mm-hmm. Or Brave.
Okay, the last one I get, who's Brave?
The Irish or Scottish girl, red hair, blown in the wind.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It came out a long.
Is she a princess?
Ish, yeah. Technically, yeah. Technically, depending on your definition of princess, but you know.
I'm so sweet.
No, that's
all right. Because
I'm like. Okay, please continue.
But you're right. TV has made it to where the women are the ones that, I have to get a husband or have to find my Prince Charming. The prince just doesn't, come knocking on your door to install cable.
Oh, I know.
Except Lilo and Stitch, but we're not going there.
I know they don't. So I should have known from that instance that person was Satan himself in human form. But my spiraling into despair blinded me from such transgressions. I went on about my life and was like, hey, I got a new little boo thing. Hey, he was halfway decent looking. I should have secondly knew that he wasn't about nothing when I he hesitated when I asked him how old he was. Loneliness has a way of making you, blind to all the literal red stop signs when they're in your face saying, hey, I'm a stop sign. Hey, I'm a stop sign. They literally were all there. And I just said, no, you're not. You're all right. So, I went through all of that. I'm not going to go through the whole, the intricacies of that. But what ended up happening is this person ended up somehow getting a check from me, writing a check for $2,500, forging my signature for a new car, and then this person ended up charging my credit card $3,375 for a rental car because this person told me, and I was stupid enough, that's why I said, y'all, I am to blame for most of this, but I am not to blame for the things that happened inside of the relationship. Now, do y'all understand what I'm saying? So, this person told me some little whack sob story. However, this person also knew that I have a soft spot for children. So they said that they needed a way to get to their daughter because their daughter was in a bad situation. Basically, the mom was on, cracked out and this is that and the third, and they were about to get paid, but so they needed a way to they needed to get a rental car so that they could get to their daughter. They said that they would be back the next day, so rental car is $30 a day. Cool, I can do $30 a day. You only needed it for one day. I'm gonna tell y'all why I felt so stupid in the end. So, how old do you have to be to rent a car?
26.
All right. Number one. Keep that in mind. You have to be 26 to rent a car. All right. So, I let this person, I let this person go into the thing, use my like my card, my credit card. I did not give this person any my credit card because all you need is a credit card to hold it. They got all the stuff or whatever. 2.5 weeks later, I get a phone call from Enterprise saying that my account is delinquent. I don't even know an Enterprise. I was like, what is going on? And so I called them back and they pretty much told me that my account was delinquent. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. They asked me if I knew this person. They gave me this person's name. Ding, 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 light bulb. I said, And then they go into the whole spiel of, you know, how much the charges are and all of that fantastic stuff. And I said, okay, I'm going to kill him. I said, no, because if I kill him, I'm going to go to jail. What I can do, FYI, I want y'all to know that the police in this area suck. Go Tar Heels. I literally was on the phone with the, now that was a joke. Let me just clarify that that is a joke. In our actual area, the police are terrible. But, I was on the, like, I called the sergeant or the whatever, the major or whoever, whatever he was in this small little town, yeah, back and forth. Well, do you have this information? Well, do you have this information? Can you get this person to confess on a live wire? You know what? Why am I doing your job for you? Give me your paycheck. So I was just like, I was just like, I just don't understand why that was the case. But it was terrible. But anywho, so after all of that happened, I said all of that to say, this person told me they were 27. This person was 19. This person ended up taking a total of about $7,500 of my money. Now, y'all, I don't play about two things in my life. One of them is sitting at this table right now. The other is my money. I would kid you. Do not play with my money. This person played with my money. But yeah, worst situationship of my life.
Situationship. That is correct. Isn't mm-hmm. that a word now?
Mm-hmm. Worst situationship of my life. And I am the one who did it to me. Like, because I chose to ignore. Like, y'all, there was so many others. Like, I wasn't going to go into the whole story because that would take up the rest of the show. I wasn't going to, like, it was so many stop signs. Like, stop sign after stop sign after stop sign. And I just was, like, so, I don't know if it was, I would just say blinded. I don't know if it was, I don't know what it was. Like, maybe I just was so desperate because I had just lost my dog and that was the first thing that was, like, I could latch on to.
I don't think it was, because I mean, I feel like even, why are Libras so similar? it's like, in a relationship, that, I think, with a similar thing with myself, at least I noticed this little small trend, there was a great loss mm-hmm. that happened between, in your story, mm-hmm. and in my story. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, if the world had a category, just categorization of people based off of your personalities with the top 3%.
Most definitely.
We would be the top 3%.
I told Lady D that the other day, and she didn't want to give me no food because I said it.
I'm saying, we're awesome people. We're awesome people. But I feel like...
We didn't say you were bad. We just said we were in the top three.
That's fine.
For just one of you, and you would be that one.
I have no defense. I have no backup. I have nothing. I have to deal with this by myself.
Yeah.
See? So, brother, where you at?
Prince. But I feel like, you know, for us, for who we are as people, we're very intellectual people. Mm-hmm. We're very thoughtful in our actions and how we go about our daily lives. Mm-hmm. And for that to happen to people like us, you know, mm-hmm. it just reflects the dynamics of a relationship, mm-hmm. you know. And when you're in a place, mm-hmm. you know, such as we were, mm-hmm. things like that happen.
Subject to, I guess, I would say, to correlate what you said, to the immense power of the loss kind of put a, almost like blinders on, mm-hmm. or maybe even put us in a bubble to, like, try to shield other things, and then the only thing we let in was the closest thing, like the next thing that we found to latch on to. Mm-hmm. Like it, but you know what? That is never a good thing to do.
Never.
Like, you'll end up out about $7,500 if you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, from the two of you who have had the worst experiences, what did you learn from that then?
No, I sent you the other.
I see what you did there. You're a good girl. High five. See that? Yeah. I have learned that everything is not always what it appears to be. But most things are. If someone shows you who they truly are, believe them in any capacity, whether that's true friendship, vindictiveness, triflingness, whatever it ends up being. If they show you who they truly are, believe them. Because the thing is, you can't say you didn't know. You did know. You just chose not to listen. So I learned that I should not, don't allow pain to determine my actions.
I definitely agree with you on that. You know, and you know, I'm a little bit more paced, so I do the whole background check.
He ain't playing, y'all. He ain't playing.
You got to do your research.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. I definitely knew from talking with the person and talking about their past and just a friendly capacity, you know, when you get to know someone, and, you know, y'all don't necessarily be trying to date, you just get to know them, they tell you about stuff in their past, pay attention.
Exactly.
Because we all have a past, but then there's some things you have to take more as, this ain't no growing pains that you went through. This is probably who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to be that person that used to be like off, like somebody make them mad, they just go off on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can, you know, they stop doing it, okay, that's something that you can grow out of, they can grow out of as a person. But mm-hmm. When you get a series of things that are just toxic about a person.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like this is where myself and my fellow Zodiac member here.
That would be me, not Lady D.
Love
you, girl.
Whatever.
And, you know, although the rest of y'all thought they were intellectuals that can register that, you know, you don't always end what you finish, and mm-hmm. the person you were 2 years ago is not the person you should be right now.
Agreed.
So, you know, you try to give that leniency and
should be.
There it is. We ain't gonna lie to you.
That's true. That's very true. Lady D, what about you? What you got? Now, I know you said you didn't have any worst relationships, but in your best relationship, what have you learned?
Nothing.
Well, that's a slap in the face to the best relationships in the cross from you. Oh, man. You gave him a heart attack.
Well, I'm learning to attempt to put myself out there. Because I am literally surrounded by people.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy. Like, how am I this person who would rather sit in my room with my blackout curtains and my anime? Go otakus.
What's a taco?
Otaku.
Oh.
Never mind. <Let's, laughs> I'm sorry I brought that word up. But, you know, and to be surrounded by people who would rather go out in the sunlight and, you know, be
yes.
human beings. And they like to try to attempt to force me to go out. Mm-hmm. And I do. And I'm slowly learning to try to be a people person. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a situation at work yesterday that really tested my
people skills,
humanity.
I'm not gonna sit in my office, or I'm gonna explore.
So, just trying to make it quick. There was a situation where I heard a coworker crying, and the true me was gonna sit in my office and put my headphones in and pretend I didn't hear it. And the other side of me was like, okay, should I go see what's going on
mm-hmm.
and see if I can help this person? And at the end, the other me, I got up and I went to go see what was wrong, even though it was the most awkwardest, weirdest situation, like, because I keep people at a distance, and tears and people I don't know don't go well together with me. Hell, tears in general don't go well with me.
Do tears and people you do know go well with you?
I mean, I'm more inclined to help those mm-hmm. tears that I know.
yeah.
But tears I don't know, I'm like, I'm sorry you're crying, and I don't know what to say to you to make you feel better. But I was actually a human being.
Congratulations.
And because I've been around you guys, because had I not, I would have sat my behind in my room, in my office, and listened to that person cry, or put headphones in and just...
Y'all, she's really not that dark of a soul. I promise
and, she's not. You know,
she's a beautiful person.
Exactly. She really is a beautiful person. You just gotta get her well.
I have a dark side, like everybody. Most people.
No.
Some people.
We're not going to even go there.
A portion of it. A portion, okay.
Lady, the only person on the face of the planet with a dark side.
Lies.
See, let's prove it.
Oh, but I haven't killed anybody
yet. Please don't.
long story short, being around the good relationships that I have helped me open up a little bit more to be able to talk to people, to be able to, you know, interact with other human beings.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because being able to communicate is very important on any level. Like, being able to, you know, have a conversation, use words that everybody understands, and not just words that you think you might maybe understand. You know, I was telling Soul Brother Love, you remember that Soul Brother Love? Oh, wait, you're not here. I was telling Soul Brother Love the other day, maybe. I was like, talking to somebody and communicating with someone is two totally different things. I was like, because you could be talking in Spanish and you could be talking in Chinese or whatever. You can say something in Chinese to your Spanish. You wait for her to be done talking. And then you say something in your Spanish to her Chinese. Y'all are both communicating. Neither one of you understand what the other is saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the point. Like, that's what I mean. Like, people love to say, we are communicating. But do you understand what is going on? Like, it's great for you to be talking over here and talking over here. But are you actually connecting with the person? Are you, you know, reaching them on a level that they understand? Are you using words that they understand? Like, I feel like language in itself is such a beautiful thing. Like, it's a thing that allows people to come together. Not only that, but there's so many different colloquialisms that different cultures have. So what would be one of the, what would you guys think would be the most beautiful, I'll use beautiful, most beautiful word in the English language?
Pizza. No.
Is that English though?
Is see, question I hate mark. Them both. Question I hate mark. Them both.
I'm gonna say Pierre, but that's French.
I hate them both.
English language.
Is it? That's a question.
How much is a language actually?
Hey, good people. This is Soul Brother Love. Don't worry, Jazz is still around. She just stepped out for a few, so I stole the mic. Shh, don't tell her. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, tune in on Saturdays at 12:30, and we'll be right back here in the same place. And we'll leave you with this for today. Remember to focus on the solution. Remember to focus on the solution. Because where our thoughts go, our energy flows. So let's focus on the solution today. Have a great one. See you next time. Peace.